हाय, डिक्टेशन फॉर सुलेमानी अली सोनू, SULEYMANE, मिडिल नेम अली, ALI, लास्ट नेम सोनू, SONO. डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 2/23/1998. डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 9/29/2021. डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज January 1, 2022. मिस्टर सुलेमानी अली सोनू इज हियर today for a follow-up evaluation. He did come yesterday on January 20, 2020. MRI report not ready at that time, and now he's available not here. The patient does report ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 7 and 8, and with no radiation to arms or legs or finger and toes, pain in the chest. All of these symptoms were reported early because of the automobile accident that occurred on 9/20/2021. In rear-ending accident, the patient hit a car in front also, leading to a 3-car accident. The impact caused him total of his car, and he injured his head with headaches along with symptoms of the orientation, ringing the ear, loss of concentration, nightmares, along with pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 9. Now he reports his pain is between 7 and 8, and the chest is also hurting. He reports a 70% improvement in his symptoms with his physical therapy medication, and the ADLs that are affected are work 8, general activity and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Mood and sleep are affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that he is suffering with headaches and a vision disturbances. In the system review, patient reports ongoing headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, but associated with vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue and seizure, and poor grades at work and pain. Regarding the patient report, he woke up and he was shaking, but he is not sure. He never went to a hospital. He denies any double vision, fainting, blackouts. He denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory, anxiety, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has history of neck stiffness, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and neck pain. He denies any difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has constipation, but has no history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive pain, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in stool, or difficulty in swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports of severe, moderate to severe chest pain, but no difficulty breathing, asthma, coughing, shortness of breath. The chest pain is located substernal. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalized, or weight loss, or any other trauma. He reports pain has improved 50% overall. Substance abuse, patient does not use any substances, and compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 157/100, pulse is 62, pulse ox 59, average is 98.5. The rest of the physical examination will be from the previous visit of January 30, 2022, dictation number 0117-017, along with diagnosis, plan of care. The patient was non-compliant. He had not come for 3-4 months in 2021, and he was first seen on 10/19/2021. Thereafter, he came to be seen here on January 18, 2022. He did not give any explanation, and we had not discharged him. We took him back to make a continuation of the care. He did have an extreme accident, and the MRI that are available are now positive for the following findings. In lumbar spine MRI at imaging dated 18/2022, the patient has a bulging disc at L4, L5, 1.5 millimeter indenting the ventral thecal sac and elevating the posterior longitudinal ligament, and a mild left neural for a narrowing. In L5-S1, is a 2 mm asymmetric posterior disc bulge indenting the ventral thecal sac, elevating the posterior longitudinal ligament. Mild bilateral neural foramen narrowing. For this findings, patient was informed in great detail. Options were discussed, including surgical option and injections treatment. Patient is advised to benefit greatly by 4 to 6 injections of lumbar epidural steroid injections provided 15 days apart. And if relief, then he may choose to get his return. And the surgical MRI, there is a herniated disc at C4, C5, and a bulging disc at C5-6 and C6-7, leading to pressure on the ventral thecal sac and elevation of the posterior longitudinal ligament. And the patient is again informed that he may benefit from cervical epidural steroid injection times 4 to 6, and if there is no relief, significant relief, then he may choose to do a surgical consultation and possible replacement of disc at C4-5. The patient is provided the following medication today: naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 mg at night, Skelaxin 3 times a day, and Ultrime ER, and Ultrime 100 mg ER at night. The patient can use a lidocaine gel for topical pain relief for the chest, and there is no apparent fractures or any other issues. He will continue physical therapy for the timing for his cervical and lumbar spine and for the chest. He will be disabled for work, horse work replacement, and transportation. The patient will be scheduled for his lumbar epidural steroid injection and will move forward. Thank you.